Racer Radio on AM 1170 The Answer is sponsored by Love Radio Network. This is Racer Radio on AM 1170 The Answer. If it's a car, motorcycle, boat, or anything else with an engine in San Diego, it's on Racer Radio. Now, here's your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome to Racer Radio, AM 1170 The Answer. This segment is brought to you by San Diego Carburetor and Fuel Injection. Go to 6622 University Avenue for all your carburation needs. Talk to Stan. Tell him you heard it right here on radio. SDCarb.com. SDCarb.com. All right. Hey, we talked to Mark Giles this week. Volkswagen took their electric car to Pikes Peak to see if they can't break a speed record.
In Oregon.
And no, that's not in Oregon.
Isn't it?
Pikes Peak's in... where's Pikes Peak? Isn't it in Denver? I mean, it's in Colorado, I think.
Oh, Colorado.
Yeah.
Oh.
So let's take a listen.
All right. Hey, folks, I got my good buddy Mark Gillis on the line. He's with Volkswagen. And if we got some news for you, they went to Pikes Peak to show the new Volkswagen ID.R. So, Mark, tell us about it. You just got back from there as well?
Yeah, I was out there Thursday and Friday because we've been testing the ID.R Pikes Peak. So the basic plan is Pikes Peak Hill. I think is June 24th, and we're mounting a challenge on the electric vehicle record up the hill, which I think stands about 8 minutes 57 seconds, and the IDR is basically, it's a prototype race car which uses pure electric power, and it's pretty impressive when you see it, because it's really fast.
Well, and it's absolutely gorgeous looking, too, but you know, a lot of people would probably sit home and sit there and go, what are you doing that for? What are you running up Pikes Peak? People don't realize that's a test bed for all the functionality of this car.
Yeah, I mean, I think the point is that, you know, obviously we've made plans that, and announced them about going fairly heavily into electrified vehicles, and I think it's one way of showing people that, you know, just because it's an electric car, it doesn't mean that it can't be sexy and fast and exciting. And I think, you know, I think people who've driven Teslas, for instance, I mean, you know, you stand on the gas pedal as such in one of those vehicles, and they get off the line pretty quickly. So, you know, there's a lot of fun to be had from driving EVs, and it's fun that's, you know, relatively environmentally responsible at the end of the day.
Exactly. Well, I go all the way back to the General Motors EV1 and was totally blown away by the torque. But, you know, it was an all-out electric motor. It was so crazy that we had a program here in San Diego. It was called, it was like for alternative drag racing for people that didn't want to drag race on the street. We'd do it at Qualcomm. And the dealers were towing their EV1s down there and drag racing them, taking all the trophies, and then having to get rollbacks to come get them to take it back to the dealer because they, you know, totally ran out of juice. So that has been around a long, long time. But I think what you guys have done, along with the other manufacturers, if you've improved that electric vehicle, you know, from going from a range of 50 to 60 miles up around 300, and I'm sure, you know, it's going to go even farther.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you look at it, you know, you need about 200 miles of usable range for most people to make sense. And ideally, if you can get around 300 miles range, that then becomes an incredibly useful vehicle. I mean, our current e-Golf did have a range of 85 miles. It's now up to about 125. And it was interesting when it was 85 miles, and, you know, if I was going to take, this is a while ago, but if you're going to take the kids to a soccer match, and it's a 50 miles each way, you're like, I probably couldn't use it. But if it's 50 miles each way and you have 125 mile range, it becomes pretty easy. And then, you know, most people don't drive that longer distances. But if you want to drive from, say, I don't know, San Francisco to LA, you can do it with a 300 mile range. You can do it on one charge. And, you know, everybody's like, well, you know, if I'm stopped for 20 minutes and then, you know, But then when you stop for gas with the family, you're always stopped for 20 minutes because somebody needs to go to the bathroom or go and get a snack or whatever. So I think, you know, once you get that 250, 300-mile range, that's when EVs become kind of directly comparable with gasoline engine cars. And the beauty is, you know, it depends where you live. They're a lot cheaper to run. You know, where I live, cost of electricity, it's pretty low. And, you know, you can charge a car overnight relatively cheaply compared to the vehicle.
Right. Well, I have a Bosch charger that I seen at a press event with Volkswagen, and I was so impressed with it, I now have one at my house. And I went to, now I'm my house is, I just flipped it to full solar. So now, if I get an electric vehicle, I don't have to worry about a thing. It's not going to cost me a penny because I am on solar. And I think that's the key. I think folks need to really consider, you know, where they live, where they work. I like leasing personally. I like leasing electric vehicles. That way, you know, everything is still in, you know, Volkswagen's arena. I mean, all I have to do is drive and take care of it and not destroy it. And when I'm all done with it, I can take it back. I can refinance it. I can get another EV because, you know, let's face it, Volkswagen's going to start putting more and more EVs out. And I know you promised me the van because my my weather guy at KUSI is freaking out that you haven't put that van out yet.
It's a few years away, but it'll be out there.
Thank you for saying that. I can go and tell him and get him off my back. He is just fanatical about that car. I don't know what it is about it. But I think the future is super bright. You know, I was a little concerned with, you know, infrastructure, where are you going to charge them up? I mean, our apartment complex is going to be able to handle, you know, if say everybody in the apartment complex buys an electric vehicle. So there have been some challenges, and they probably will continue on until we get this totally figured out. I think, I know you're not going to tell me, but I know you're working on some kind of a paint, roof panel, hood. You're working on something to where it'll self-charge without having to plug in, you know, in certain situations. I know you don't even have to mention it, but I know that's got to be in the works.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. I think more likely pretty soon is like inductive charging. So, mm-hmm. you know, where you arrive at a spot and you park the car over the charger and it does it inductively. You don't have to be plugged in. Yeah. That's something I know a lot of manufacturers are working on at the moment. And, you know, I mean, the good thing is that, you know, people like Electrify America, putting a lot of investment into electric vehicle infrastructure in the States, particularly, you know, on the West Coast, because that's basically that California is the biggest area for EVs. There's a lot more acceptance in California. And I think, you know, pretty soon there'll be a pretty decent infrastructure, I think,
right.
You know, fast chargers in on highways and fast chargers, you know, in and around major cities in on the left coast, and that's heading it. Also, you know, on the right hand side of the country, you know, the area where I live, you know, Virginia up, places like New Jersey and Delaware and Maryland and New York are also pretty heavily into EVs. So, you know, that's where we're seeing a lot of progress on the EV front in the States.
Yeah, I totally agree, and I applaud you by going to Pikes Peak. You know, I mean, you can't get a better stress test on an electric vehicle than how many miles up that mountain.
I think it's 12 miles thereabout.
Yeah,
but, you know, big challenges. Big challenge is it's 9,000 feet start line and you're up to 14,000 feet. So there's some unique challenges both on the car and on the person driving it. So, you know, cooling, you know, the air's thinner, so it's more difficult to cool the brakes, it's more difficult to cool the battery. And because the air's thinner, you know, you have to have enormous blooming great wings on the thing to keep it glued to the ground. So,
oh, yeah.
You know, there's some challenges, but, you know, that's always good because the more difficult it is to do something in with a vehicle, then the better the payoff is when you start applying those lessons to cars working in a much less demanding situation, basically.
So I guess the important question is, are you going to get to drive it up the mountain at least once?
No, I don't think.
What do you think? Tell me to make a phone call for you, Mark. I'll make a phone call.
Much as all of us drivers think we're the best thing ever invented and can get in a car and go quickly, I'm not quite in the same league as Romain Dumas, who's driving it because he has won Le Mans twice, which is you've got to be a serious shoe at that level. So
you think?
Yeah, but
yeah. In fact, Le Mans.
Yeah, I mean,
are you going to Le Mans this year? By the way.
No. If you look at it this year, Porsche's not there. Audi obviously isn't there any longer. So it's really, that one's down to Toyota to lose basically. And, you know, they've got Alonso in the car. So they should do pretty well this year. But the car, you know, the IDR is a pretty sweet looking car. I mean, I was up close with it. It's really compact, and it looks like a really, you know, in a straight line, the thing is like, you know, we saw it take off from red in the second half of the hill, and I was like, holy moly, that thing's quick, you know, it's not
like an arrow.
Oh my gosh, it just, and the funny thing is, everybody said, well, you can't hear it coming, but you can, because you can hear the electric motors whirring away, and you can also hear like transmission whine and road noise, but it's very different. I mean, it's,
Still makes the hair stand up on the back of your neck, right?
Oh yeah, I mean it's quick as well, and it's one of those funny ones. Is like, you know, I always thought looking at race cars, you know, if it doesn't make a noise, there's something wrong with it. But
yeah, right,
you know,
the thing's
fast, and you know, it's kind of glued to the ground, so it's different. It's like a slot car.
So people wanted to take a peek, Volkswagen.com.
Yeah, you can look at website. Yeah, the best place actually is if you go on to media.volkswagen.com, or you go to, as you said, to vw.com. We have a newsroom page on the homepage of vw.com, and that has stories on the vehicle. We have videos on the vehicle, so there's some nice videos they've put together out of Germany that are pretty cool too.
Excellent. All right. Well, I'm going to let you go, but I also want to thank you. I'm in the Passat GT, and folks, if you have not looked at a Passat lately, you're going to really like what they've done with this Passat. Just want to throw that out there. All right, buddy. Hey, hope to see you down the road, and be safe. And if you got any more V-Dub news, don't hesitate to let me know.
All right. Thanks, Dave. Thanks for having us.
All right. My pleasure. You take care.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome back. You're listening to Racer Radio. I'm Dave.
And I'm Michelle.
And this segment is brought to you by El Cajon Ford, where nobody, absolutely nobody, treats you better than El Cajon Ford. Those guys, I tell you, they'll bend over backwards for you. All you need to do is take in your trade or go buy a new vehicle, lease a vehicle, get all your vehicle serviced there. That's right, all your vehicles, not just Fords. They will service anything that's in your garage. And that's just that customer service that El Cajon Ford provides. They're located at 1595 East Main Street in El Cajon. Just go to the website. That would be elcajonford.com, elcajonford.com, and they'll take care of you. Hey, we got Dirt Dude on the line. Dude, I didn't know you guys raced last night.
Got what?
I didn't know you guys raced last night.
Yeah, it's on the schedule.
I know.
So much you pay attention to it, right? You guys were playing up in Paris, right? I know Michelle was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I got to tell you, my friend, compared to your figure eight races, you knocked it out of the park.
Yeah, well, it's still fun. Those guys put on a show, and I hope Batman had a better night there than he did at our track.
Oh, yeah, I couldn't get much better than winning.
Yeah. But, yeah, it was...
Great driver. And did you finally got to see the trailer figure eights then, right?
Yeah.
That's not a trailer race.
You were
race.
Not kidding how fun it is to you watch know, that. That was the best part of the whole thing.
Yeah, but see, back in the day, they'd put a trailer. It was a trailer.
Oh,
These are trailers with a chair tied to it,
one
or
guy
a baby
put a
crib.
A crib and a stroller and there was a surfboard on
and
one.
And one
of
guy
them.
Won with two trailers
because
he crashed into another one and it tangled up on his trailer.
He dragged it in.
He still won the race, but
the 10 Jesse, what's his the Batman,
right?
Yeah.
Did you see he has a little Batmobile he puts on his trailer, and he always manages to somehow He doesn't lose his Batmobile or his trailer, his mini Batmobile.
Well, now last night he didn't have the Batmobile. He had a little
red
blue.
Was it red or blue?
It was blue, like a little blue. Just a generic
like a
toy.
Pedal car.
Yeah,
like a pedal car.
Generic, you know, toy car. Yeah.
He used to have like a little kid squad that was squad that he used, something like that.
How?
But he manages. I mean, he'll win, and he still keeps the trailer on, and he keeps whatever he's got on his trailer.
So funny. What was the weather like at Barona last night?
It was actually, I love it when it's like it was damp and cold, a little bit of wind. I mean, it was actually on the verge of, you know, I needed a jacket, but I don't ever need a jacket.
We froze.
Cold, you know.
We froze to death.
Everybody was in blankets and heavy jackets up there at Paris last night.
Dang.
The wind was awful.
Oh.
As soon,
we had
like,
a little bit of wind, and it was cold, and I saw a lot of people kind of bundling up.
Yeah.
The greatest thing was we never had any rain, but it was like, you know, that nice cold. Colder air. I mean, I'm not looking forward to summer at all. I mean, I hate when it gets like anything above 80.
I know, and it's gonna. You know, it's going to.
Yeah. Those 100+ days. I mean, that's why I would never live in anything other the other side of the mountains. Just going even Arizona or, or El Centro. I mean, I can't even figure out living in El Centro.
No, I'm right there with you, man. So how'd it go last night?
We had a pretty good night. It wasn't as great as we've had in the last couple of races, but it was still a great night. I mean, we had, there's a lot going on, different racing. I think there was a, someone said maybe a Kenny Chesney concert. There's a, probably a couple of concerts. You know, there's so much to do in San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to do a draw. We had almost 600 fans show up, and we had about 62 cars show up. So it was good.
Right.
We just started doing the whole FM modulator for the PA system. So we're trying to work on that and see what the range is and how well that works. And a couple of things we're going to add to that. Yeah,
well,
just went to the PA system, so it's helping out.
Good.
Try not to blow out the driver. So I took out a lot of bass out of my voice, and then that'll help protect the speakers from, you know, getting pounded. So our speaker guy went through the system, and, you know, we're making changes to that. We're talking about, there's a new amp that would be better for what we need, and the speakers we're running. Plus, with our FM modular, we can actually hook a radio station or any kind of music we want to channel into it.
Mm-hmm.
And when I turn the mic on, it shuts it off, and when I turn the mic off, it turns it back on.
Oh.
So there's like a music bypass.
Wow.
Right. Yeah, and you can do it without having to worry about the FCC. It's a real low band at the far end of your radio dial. So, yeah.
Yeah, last night was 89.2.
Right.
And, you know, you're talking maybe a quarter mile radius.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, if you can get it up to a half a mile radius, you know, that'd be great.
But you're not that. It's perfect for the track.
Yeah, because all you need is for right in our track, the pits, if you want to try and get into the parking lot. Mostly it's for the parking lot, the grandstands,
mm-hmm.
and the pits. So
right.
We're not trying to send our signal down to San Diego
to
LA.
Well, I was going to suggest that because what we used to do is we used an FM transmitter and we put towers all over the place with little antennas, and that's how we, and that's how we broadcast. You know, no cables. So you're on the right track.
You're like repeaters. You're doing a repeater station stuff
right.
like that.
Exactly. So you're on the right track.
Yeah, I mean, it's just one of those things we're gonna get it better. And track was really good last night, you know, with that cold, moist air. It really helped when we did the cutting and watering. And, you know, some people said it was a single groove. I saw, for a single groove, I don't know how we're doing 3-4 wide racing, you know, on a single groove. So, depends on who's, like I said, the people that are the happiest are the winning, and the people that are the, you know, the track wasn't their night are the people that came in last or had a bad night. You know,
mm-hmm.
everyone, you can't make everybody happy except for the winners.
So how did it go last night?
We'll go to our kids. Kaylee Carty got another main event win. That's 3 for her, and that's a junior sprint. In the junior sprint division, our Mini Dwarf Masters, Landon Brunel, got a second main event win because Tommy Duarte, she comes up out of the desert, out of actually Yuma, got together with the PJ Sexton, got together, and then they had to both go to the back. So, ended up, it was a transfer spot. You know, it's one of those things, DNF and Mooner won. Matthew Kay, who got his fourth main event win in our Sportsman Mini Deluxe. That was our junior drivers. Onto the big track, Pure Stocks were the first ones out for the night. Dave Evangelo got a main event win. After some DQing, Dale Irwin got the main event win, but had unapproved motor parts, I guess, or unapproved when he went to Tech. Didn't pass Tech. Had to drop him down. A couple other people didn't go to Tech, so basically it was moving everybody around. And in that, one of our friends, David Hunt, with a 92, big long car. I don't know if you saw, like, there's that silver and blue car. It's been at Paris. There's a 4, and then there's a 94. One's a 2-door, and one's a 4-door, and they're both the same, like, big old boat. Was having a great night. Actually won his heat race. We did a dash for cash. I'd like to thank Troy Dirt. He kicked in $100 where we got two cars from each heat race, went to the transfer to this dash for cash, and it's $100 cash. Hey, you know, who's going to take this? Dale Irwin got the win. But David Hunt has just slowly been dialing his car in. While he won his heat race, he made it to the dash. He did well in the dash. Come to the main event, he's running well in the main event. He starts off on the pole, you know, stays maintained second, drops back to third. Coming into turn 3 and 4, car came sideways, and it broke the axle, and he did 3 hard barrel rolls. I mean, 3 hard. Oh. I went out there and looked at it. Oh. There was divots in the track. Uh-huh. See where it went? Bottom of the car, top of the car, you know, the door, and then over to the bottom of the car again. And every time there was the bottom of the car, there was wheel marks. Oh. Every time there was the top of the car, you could see where the A-pillar, like, went into the
ooh,
track.
Brutal.
And there was blue paint. I mean, it was just a tough. Luckily enough, though, he got out of it. He walked out of the car, and Motorsports Fire and Rescue guys got there, and he was a little, it rung his bell. I don't know if he lost a little bit of time or not, but it rung his bell. He was a little dazed for a little bit, and, you know, and he told me, I talked to him later tonight, he goes, yeah, I can feel where my belts were, and, you know, there's a little pain in the back of my neck from just, you know, whipping around a little bit.
Okay, but, well, that's better than a trip to the hospital.
Yeah, he did some really bad damage in the car. But, I mean, that was an interesting race. That was actually after the white flag. So, I mean, that was the last lap.
Wow.
So that was a lot of good just racing. And the dwarf course, John Isabella, he had a rocket last night. Ryan O'Connor was trying to catch him. Honorable mention to Phil Confer. He got third last night. He started 8th. He was the Hard Charger Award. So he made it up through the field pretty good. Those guys are just doing real good. Brian Brown had a great job in our street stocks. He got another main event win. That's his fourth main event win. And it was, he had to work for that one. He started middle of the pack. You know, he was started 7th, I think, out of the 14 cars we had. So midfield. And he had to work his way. I mean, he got those last few laps getting up to the front. Into our modifieds, Stephen Eaton got his first main event win, and that was great to see. That's a kid that I've watched growing up, and I've been at this track for a long time, and a lot of my friends started racing dwarf cars, and they moved to modifieds, and it became, our family was a dirt track mafia, and there was like 3 or 4 guys that all hung out in this dirt track mafia, and it was his dad, Tom Eaton, and his brother, and then Stephen came along, and he became part of the dirt track mafia, so I mean, he's been racing for years, and it was just amazing to see this kid get his first main event win. And
wow.
You know, his dad was just like, for Father's Day, this is like the main event win.
Sure.
It was emotional. It was just great. I mean, it was such a killer deal to see that kid finally get a main event win.
All right. Well, hey, it's bottom of the hour, bud. I'm going to have to let you go. Quick, what's your next race?
2 weeks from now, but I'm going to be at the fair because, once again, we're doing monster trucks and the kids are going to be at the fair and actually doing tough trucks, all kinds of cool stuff at the fair. And then our next race will be at our track. And I'll try and brief you everything. Everything's on the web, bronaspeedway.com and Facebook. Follow us all on Facebook and I can give anybody information when that they want.
All right. And that's next Saturday at the Del Mar Fair?
Next Saturday, the 21st. The 22nd, Tough Trucks, 22nd, 23rd, 24th, off 25th, 26th. Then Buggies, bikes on the two after that, and then 6 days of monster trucks.
Wow.
And the kids, the junior drivers right there.
All right, buddy. Hey, thanks a lot, Baronas.
Come by and say hi.
I will. BaronaSpeedway.com, folks. BaronaSpeedway.com. Let's take a quick break, and we come back. We got Ron Davis on the line. He was in that wild figure eight race last night at Paris Auto Speedway, and he's going to fill us in on all the bumps and bruises right here on Racer Radio, AM 1170.
The Answer.
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to Racer Radio right here on AM 1170.
The Answer.
And we got Ron Davis on the line. But before we go there, Paris Auto Speedway. That's where you need to be. ParisAutoSpeedway.com, 18700 Lake Paris Road in lovely Paris, California. They had great racing. Just go to their website, ParisAutoSpeedway.com, for more information. Right now, we got Ron Davis on the line. Hey, Ron, happy Father's Day.
Hello.
Hi,
how you
Ron.
Doing, buddy?
You're on the air.
I'm doing good. How about you guys?
We're just rocking and rolling on radio. We're
talking to you.
Right on. Great. That's a good thing. Happy Father's Day to everybody.
Thanks.
Appreciate it. Hey, did you have fun last night?
Oh, yeah. Except my clutch was slipping really bad.
Oh, is that what the problem was? Because you took off, and then all of a sudden it looked like you had some kind of a mechanical.
Yeah. I did the clutch, and I guess I didn't do it right. My plates hurt. They said my plates just weren't engaging good, so...
Yeah, but that was crazy last night. That was crazy.
Yeah, you know what's even more crazy? We did Barona 2 weeks ago. Now, that was a crazy race.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know. Uh-huh.
So you could compare, because we were there too.
Yeah, we were at both races, and yeah, it didn't seem like, I mean, there was a little bit more wildness at Barona, don't you think?
Yeah, it's pretty. Yeah, they get pretty crazy.
Yeah,
that's part of figure eight, though, right? We're about half crazy, anyways, aren't we?
Well, true. If you're gonna do that, yeah, I guess that might have something to do
Very
with it.
Very true. So, yeah, your car's the number 20 Energizer Bunny.
Yeah, I know.
In pink, which took you got my attention right when you pulled in.
Great, so, thank you. We appreciate that.
So, what is that car based? What's that based from? What did it start at?
Oh, modified.
Okay, all right, because it had a nice look to it. I really liked the style of that car, and I hadn't seen one around like it.
Yeah, it's an old modified. We bought it off of Earl Cox.
I'll be darned.
Yeah.
So you just thought, what the hey? Now I understand you got your fingers in more than just figure eight racing. Tell the folks all the other things you do.
Oh yeah, we race speedways on Wednesday nights and Saturday at Costa Mesa, and Wednesday night City of Industry. And then, we go surfing.
All right.
There you go.
Got to keep it diverse.
Exactly. You got to be happy in life.
Uh-huh.
Well, sure. Absolutely. And it sounds to me like you do this way more for fun than you do for money.
Well, there's no money in it unless you win.
Yeah, exactly. So, you're doing it. You get all your buddies together, and you guys just have a great time. I think you had the happiest pits.
Absolutely.
At Paris last night.
Oh, and it was great. And then we got to help out... who? DJ, he's a points leader in a demo cross. Old man, he's 73, I think. His car went start, so we let him rent my car.
Ah, how sweet is that? And he's 73 years old? Oh, he's the same age.
Yeah, I think he's 72, 73, and he's a points leader, He's an all-modified driver.
God.
See, Dave?
I know.
See?
No, that's why I'm glad Ron didn't say, did you want to take mine for a drive? Because then I end up buying them.
Yeah, he'll get the
bug. You do. Once you do it one time, I rode with somebody, and after that, man, I went and bought me one.
Well, see, you're exactly right, Ron. Every time somebody says, hey, Dave, come on out. No, that's okay. Randy Waitman let me drive his sprint car. Oh, my God, it took 6 months to get over that.
Oh, I can imagine. That's an expensive hobby there, though.
Well, that's why it took 6 months for me to get over it, because I just never could get enough money together, to get something that'll go that fast, but... So how long have you been running Speedway?
Almost this is my sixth season. I started at 50 years old.
Wow. And this is no brakes in the front, right?
Yeah, no brakes.
Actually, no brakes in the front or rear. It's just all hammer down.
Give the gas, go.
Yeah. So where are you at? Are you in the lead?
Sometimes, and sometimes I'm in the back.
Yeah, last night was one of those nights where...
Yeah, it's a tough. That's like the toughest sport I've ever did in my life. It's a brutal sport.
Oh, yeah. Tell me about it. I mean, because.
Oh my God.
And if you ever go down, oh my goodness.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I broke a leg, done that, I've done all that, yeah.
Let's see, what did I do January, not this year, but last year? I took the flat track school up at City of Industry.
How was that, fun?
Oh, broke four ribs and punctured a lung, you know.
It wasn't too much fun.
So it was a blast, man, are you kidding?
Yeah, you could barely do radio for like 6 weeks, but
and
no big deal.
I did radio.
Barely.
Hey, and I drove all the way back to San Diego from the City of Industries with four broken ribs and a punctured lung.
Yeah, you know, you're happy the whole way, probably.
Oh, come on. I mean, hey, you know, you're either hardcore or you're not, right?
Especially in the motorcycles. Yeah, that's our next thing we're trying to get into now is flat track.
Yeah, I know. My doctor says, what are you doing? I go, what do you mean? I'm here to have you. What's going on? He says, do you know how old you are? I says, I'm not in here for a lecture. I want you to tell me what did I do.
Fix me up.
Yeah, just fix me and let me get the heck out of Dodge. He says, you got four broken ribs.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I'm 56, so, you know, and I'm still going, you know.
Sure. I mean, I will admit that little episode did get my attention, you know, so it kind of slowed me down a little bit. But
yeah, I know how that goes.
But what I want to do now, and I just have to pull the trigger, is go and do the go-karts in the dirt, like a Paris.
Oh, with the 500s on them? Or
yeah.
They got power motors on. They got speedway motors on some of them cars.
I know. I love go-karts. I'm a go-kart fanatic.
Oh, they have all. Yeah, them things go fast. I wanted to do that next.
Yeah, well, you're going to love this. I got Michelle, July the 8th. She's going to the Corey Cruzman School of Competition Driving, dude.
Yeah, my friend just did that. My friend just did that class. He said he loved it.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing. Everybody who took it loved it.
Oh, yeah, he said he did like 300 laps.
Oh,
wow.
All right. Ooh, I better...
That was like $10,000 or something.
Shoot, I better toughen up my rear end.
Yeah, that's a lot of riding. That's fun, though. You know, that's one thing I never drove in, you know, is a sprint car. That's a wish. Someday, you never know.
Well, I tell you what, it'll get your attention.
Yeah, that thing hauls. They got a lot of torque, that's for sure.
Without a doubt.
1,000 horsepower, I'm hearing.
800.
Oh, 800? Yeah. Okay.
Nothing much. But
yeah,
only
something about... And the figure eight cars are putting out about 6.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But and then the only difference between and then the sprint car, I mean, that only weighs what, 800, 900 pounds?
Yeah, I think they're weighing like 1150.
Yeah, there you go. Well, Randy Waitman, who drives a 69, let me take it out to Barona, and I said, I'll take it, but on two conditions. One, I go by myself, and two, if I break anything, I don't pay for it.
Exactly.
So I went out and I did like 10, 15 laps. I come back in and he goes, you sure you never done this before? I says, nope. I says, but if you let me go out again, I will, if you let me go out again, I'll open my eyes.
Yeah. Exactly.
I'm telling you, that thing was
fun.
Wow.
That's great.
So now, are you, since you're kind of dabbling around, are you in a series? Are you trying to get to a points thing? What where are you at?
No, we're just kind of we're racing everywhere. We race at the Orange Show too, and we race. Then we came up to Barona. We raced for some. I ever raced Barona, and then
what'd you think of Barona? Because we just put a ton of time and money into that dirt, trying to get that track dialed in.
You know what? It actually wasn't. I thought it was going to be a little bit more bumpy when they did the first race, but after a while, well, you know what? Wasn't that bad. They sure did drive over me a lot, though.
Yeah.
That red guy, blue car, I didn't think he liked me. I got red everywhere on my car.
Yeah, I noticed there was a lot of red on your car, and I thought maybe that was just a custom paint job on your part.
No, that red, white, and blue guy, whoever he was out there, he didn't like me for some reason.
Who could not like you? You're the happiest guy at the track.
Know.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
I'm the new guy.
That's what they say out there. No.
Is that what it is?
Now, I heard your girlfriend rides motorcycles.
Yeah, what's this about your girlfriend? Hey, I hear your girlfriend races.
Oh, yeah, she raced back in the 70s. She'd been to Australia and everything.
Wow, flat track?
Yeah, speedway, no speedway.
Ooh, that's even scarier.
Yeah, she did it. Yeah, she did speedway back when she was young. She went over there when she was 17.
Ah.
She's like the only woman or so into speedway.
What's her name?
Pam.
What's her last name? What was her last name when she was racing?
Bennett. Pam Bennett.
Pam Bennett. All right, we're going to look that up.
Yeah, so. She still does. She went back. She won the Costa Mesa last year.
Whoa.
We got to get her down to San Diego with her bike and put her on TV and, you know, help the sponsors because, you know, I mean, unless
Yeah, yeah, exactly. They're supposed to come and do side cars at your track, they said.
Yeah,
the other day.
Well, unless you're independently wealthy, you know, I mean, it doesn't hurt to put you on TV to get a little bit of exposure.
No, it's fun. That's what it's about, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can get her on TV, though.
we'll tell her just leave her helmet on.
There you go. Now she might do that, she said.
Yeah, I'll let her go race around the parking lot. She'll be in all kinds of heaven. She'll love it.
Well,
that she might do. She likes that part.
Cool. All right, buddy. Hey, well, thanks a million for calling in. Are you doing any social media or anything like that?
We just go.
Uh-oh. I think his phone just died.
Well, that was Ron Davis,
yep.
The driver of the number 20 Energizer Bunny.
So come on out, check him out at any of your local tracks, because he seems to be racing everywhere.
He is a blast.
All right.
You guys have a good night on.
Oh, there you are. There, you came back.
I'm still here.
Thanks, Ron. We have to cut you off.
Yeah, we have to go. But hey, thanks a lot. Get my email from Scott, and I'll send you this show.
Right on. Great. You guys, I appreciate it. You guys have a good day, and happy Father's Day again to everybody out there.
You got it, buddy. Hey, rubber side down, shiny side up. We're out of here.
Thank you.
All right, folks, take a small break. We come back more right here on Racer Radio.
Listening to Racer Radio on AM 1170, The Answer. I'm Michelle, and Dave is
right here.
Our sponsor for this segment is Certified Car Clinic. Certified Car Clinic is located at 11370 North Woodside Avenue in Santee. If you would like to check out what they can do for your little hot rod, go to certifiedcarcare.net.
All right.
So, in racing news, we had the 24-hour of Le Mans. Kind of a slow weekend because of Father's Day. But 24 hours was going. We were kind of following Joey Hand because he's a friend of the show. And he's called in before. And I got the chance to meet him at a Ford event. And he is one of the Ford 24-hour Le Mans racers. And his son is also a racer. So if you follow Joey Hand on Facebook, which I think you should, it's hysterical because his son runs around in these cute little cars. But anyway, he also keeps you up to date on what Ford is doing in the GT series. And once a year, they have at least one car in the 24-hour. This year, I think they had two Ford GTs. So dying to know how the Ford team did. Dave has the report on that, and he stepped out of the room. Thanks a lot. And the other thing that's going on this weekend and is Xfinity. Even though the regular NASCAR race isn't being run, they are running right now, I believe it's still going, the Xfinity race. And let's see. Did you hear anything about who won the 24-hour of Le Mans?
Yes. Now, what did I do with the paperwork? It was, I can't think of the name of it. And I bet you I put my paperwork away like a big dummy. There's my Volkswagen. Yeah. It was, hold on a second.
Do 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 do
do do do
do do do do do. I'll take 24-hour Le Mans for 1,000, Alex.
Would you believe Fernando Alonso?
Really?
Yep. The He came in first. Sebastian Buemi came in second. Toyota kicked tail. But, you know, I understood that there's not a lot of manufacturers running Le Mans this year.
24-hour. Okay, yeah. Toyota's curse has ended. 1-2 finish for the Japanese manufacturer. Wow.
So they were pretty stoked, shall we say.
And they were hybrids.
Right.
On the pole. Holy moly. In both of the last year, 2 years, Porsche had stolen victory from Toyota. Oh. But this year, Toyota pulled it out. Among those who drove for the winning number 8 team was Fernando Alonso, joined by Kazuki Nakajima and Sebastian Bourne. All righty. So I'm B-U-E-R-N-I, Bourne, not Bourde, who also is one of those who typically races. I don't know if he raced this year in the 24, but because he's from Le Mans.
Oh, well, that's
helped. His hometown. Isn't that crazy? I want to see more results, though. I'm dying to know.
The LMGTE Pro was won by Porsche. And the driver was Gio Marini Bruni. And then Sebastian Bourde was in a 911 RSR.
So he did.
Yeah, he came in second.
So he was racing for Porsche.
Yeah.
Not Ford.
No.
Okay. And
Tony
then
Kanaan. Tony Kanaan was also, he was in the LMGTE. Doesn't say what car he was driving.
It says
Ford GT.
Yeah, the Ford GT came in third in GTE Pro. Right. So yay. Yeah. Okay. For Chip Ganassi.
And then Corvette with Mike Rockenfeller.
So that means our buddy Joey Han did third.
Right.
All right.
So that's what? That's a first, a second, and a third. They're going the wrong way.
Mm-hmm. The GTAM class, the Dempsey team got first.
And then in the GTE, Ferrari 488.
Got second.
Driven by Daryl Sira. And let's see. They don't make this paperwork all that easy to follow. And then Aston Martin. But you know, did it even get TV coverage?
No, not that I saw.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
Really sad because I usually watch it.
Oh, by the way, before we get too far off base, we want to throw our condolences out to
Mongoose,
Tom Mongoose McEwen.
Yes,
passed away. And if it wasn't for McEwen, we wouldn't have the sponsorship packages, what we had. He was the one that started this thing with the snake Perdome and then Mongoose McEwen. And they literally went all over the United States grudge racing. And you interview either one of them, and it was not a pansy race. I mean, Perdome will tell you he did everything humanly possible to beat that guy every single weekend. And they were the first ones to get a U.S. Army sponsorship. That was Perdome. And then Mongoose had Hot Wheels.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, Mongoose was really the brains behind the marketing, because Perdome could care less. All Perdome wanted to do was drive. But McEwen realized you got to make money doing it. And the only way to make money is the way he did it. So sad day, you know, for the
racing.
NHRA fans. I think he died. He was 80 something.
Yeah. Paris news. When we did our Paris segment, we didn't mention about the new Democross class. But we were hanging around last night, and they were telling us that there's going to be a new Democross class of racing. They're going to start it this season. And
the Democross, those are the ones, the figure eight guys, right? You didn't bring your notes? You were making notes like crazy.
I had notes, and I moved them.
You should know not to move your notes.
I know.
Well, every time you move your notes, that's what happens.
That's what happens.
But isn't the Democross...
It's like stuff falls into a black hole in the studio.
But isn't the Democross cars, those are the ones without the trailers?
Correct.
Okay. And it was kind of a squished figure eight last night, which I thought was kind of odd. But you found them. Section 7... No. You sure? My God, you're as bad as I am. So, well, keep your eye out. Just go to ParisAutoSpeedway.com for the more updated They've got also got those other little, those three little cars.
Yeah. They had these little sort of exhibition cars there last night.
We had a name for them, but I can't remember what that is.
I'll have to look at my pictures.
But what it was, but it's the same kind of cars that they run over in Europe. You know,
yeah,
it's kind of like
said
the X game.
They were really popular in Europe.
Super popular. Then he told us how much they cost.
And they're called Formula X, if you want to look them up.
Yeah, and they're just
Formula X.
Which, okay.
They look like sort of like a sprint car.
Well, if you watch any of the X games or any of that rallycross stuff over in Europe,
yeah.
It's, you know, they got, you know, I think four cylinder engines.
Right.
You
know. And look at, they have a website too, goes fast-speed.com.
There you go.
They had three of them out there last night. According to Scott Delosio, they were supposed to have 20.
20.
So this is the second season they've raced at Paris.
They're just trying to get more and more people. Yeah. And the promoter was trying really hard to convince us to buy a car.
You know, and the crowd liked them. The crowd was into it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they were real sprinty. You know, they had really low torque, and one of them kept hitting the rev limiter. I mean, so the gearing was totally wrong for that track last night. Either that or he just didn't know how to shift. I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah.
But there was some other radio news I was going to tell you.
There was.
I mean, racing news, but of course, you know, my paperwork went with your paperwork. So wherever your paperwork went, that's where my paperwork went. Because I don't know where in the heck it went either. But
awesome.
Yeah. You know how it goes when you're having fun.
I wanted to mention also that Scott mentioned that they're selling bacon-wrapped jalapeno peppers now at the track. And
are we going to give an expert report?
Yes. They were very good.
She ate both of them.
I ate two. You get two of them. And this is new, something that they have just started selling up there at Paris.
Yep. And right? We had their burger, and the burger was awesome.
Yes, the burger and the fries were good, and they do have a full bar on the track.
Yes, and they do. But if you go to the pits,
if you get a pit pass,
you cannot do it. Oh, here's the news out. Jeez.
They won't sell you booze.
Gosh. Okay, two of the armed burglars that broke into NASCAR team owner have accepted a plea deal. What they did is they broke into Richard Childress's home.
Yes, I remember.
And he confronted him with a shotgun.
Yes, he chased him off or held on to him.
Yeah, Chance Hines, 19, and Nigwin Victorin, 21, have accepted a plea agreement and were sentenced to 31 to 50 months in prison. They were charged with conspiracy to commit first-degree burglary, and the other suspect, 19-year-old Armika Spence, has a court date scheduled for July 16th. So stay tuned. We'll let you know how that goes on. All right.
Well, like us on Facebook. We Racer Radio has a page, and You Ought to Know has a page on Facebook. And if you want further information about our events and museums and hybrid and EV cars, go to carcentric.net. And Dave and I have enjoyed our 3 hours on radio today, and we'll see you next week.
Right here on AM 1170.
The Answer.
About the clouds if we're together.
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again.
Some trails are happy ones,
others are blue. It's the way you ride the trail that counts. Here's a happy one.
Racer Radio on AM 1170 The Answer is sponsored by Love Radio Network.